This is a variation on a loving kindness meditation as taught to me by my primary Buddhist teacher, Catherine McGee. It's a wonderful antidote to social comparison and to the complex feelings and reactions that can arise in us when we encounter the success of someone else and compare ourselves to them or compare what they have to what we have. And it's a great antidote to that kind of social comparison. To begin with, I'm going to read a short passage by Sharon Salzberg that really inspires me with its realness and its grittiness. Sharon says, "We relish others' misfortunes when we begrudge them their apparent happiness. Hearing about another person's success, we might think, ooh, I would be happier if you had just a little bit less going for you right now. You don't have to lose everything, of course. Just a slight tarnishing of that glow would be nice." We react as though good fortune were a limited commodity. So the more someone else has, the less there will be for us. As we watch someone else partake of the stockpile of joy, our hearts may sink. We're not going to get our share. But someone else's pleasure doesn't cause our unhappiness. We make ourselves unhappy because our negativity isolates us. An alternative to feeling painfully cut off is to learn to rejoice in the happiness of others. In Buddhist teaching, this is called sympathetic joy. The term is unusual. Sympathy is commonly used in the sense of feeling bad for others. Learning to share their joy revolutionizes our thinking about where we can find happiness. Usually we rejoice in what we get, not in what others have. But sympathetic joy is a practice of generosity, and giving isn't just about doing someone a favor. It makes us feel better. I think this is a wonderful passage, and in particular, sympathetic joy is not just helpful with social comparison, but really helpful with depression. So here is the meditation. You'll be sending a number of phrases to a benefactor first, then a dear friend, and then a neutral person, after that a difficult person, and then finally all beings everywhere. And the key here is to actually feel what you're sending in your body. So take a moment to visualize a benefactor, somebody who has cared for you, who has nourished you in some way, someone who has been generous and their generosity has benefited you. And take a moment to let your sensations kind of bubble up, your feelings for that person, how they make you feel. And that could be in your heart center, it could be elsewhere in your body, it could be in your connective tissue. And then also allowing the phrases here to really resonate in yourselves, in your heart, if that applies. So imagining this benefactor in front of you. I rejoice in your good fortune. And pause just to let yourself feel this in your body. Feel where that rejoicing takes place. I rejoice in your good fortune. And then may your happiness and good fortune continue. And let that really resonate from your embodied being. May your happiness and good fortune increase. May it increase and grow. May your happiness and good fortune shine. And really allowing that to be felt down to the level of your cells. And then feeling the residue of that sensation in your body. We'll turn next to a dear friend, someone you've known for a long time, someone whose presence evokes tenderness or the thought of them has a nourishing quality to it, a sense of evoking happiness. And we'll allow a little pause after each phrase to let yourself feel what you're offering in your body. So to this dear friend, I rejoice in your good fortune. Letting that resonate viscerally. May your happiness and good fortune continue. May your happiness and good fortune increase and grow. And may your happiness and good fortune shine forth. And really allowing the residue, the warmth, if you can feel it, moving through your body, through your being. And now we'll move to a person that you're neutral toward. Maybe you don't know very well or don't encounter very often. And somebody who evokes neither that surge of joy or tenderness that a benefactor or a good friend might, but also not a sense of conflict either. And just neutral. And once you have that person sitting before you, pausing after each of these phrases to let yourself feel it in your body. I rejoice in your good fortune. May your happiness and good fortune continue. May your happiness and good fortune increase. And may your happiness and good fortune shine forth. And feeling that in a sensory way, really letting it remain with you, and also the building of sensory awareness. From the benefactor, the dear friend, and the neutral person. And now, kind of calling forth a difficult person, someone with whom you might have a little conflict or feel a sense of competition, social comparison, and someone who's maybe broadcasting of their good fortune. Maybe causes a sense of envy for you. And bringing that person to your awareness, this challenging person for you. Again, pausing after each of these phrases to let it resonate through your body. And to this difficult person, this challenging person, you'll offer the following. I rejoice in your good fortune. I rejoice in your good fortune. May your happiness and good fortune continue. Maybe the happiness and the good fortune that you're experiencing now, may it continue. May your happiness and good fortune increase. May they grow And may your happiness and good fortune radiate and shine forth. By now, there might be some cumulative positive residue that you're feeling. And you can, if you wish, send these phrases to all beings everywhere. And especially now, at this moment in our history, this may carry more meaning even than it would ordinarily. And again, pausing after each phrase to let it really resonate through your body. I rejoice in your good fortune. May your happiness and good fortune continue. May your happiness and good fortune increase. May it increase and grow. And may your happiness and good fortune shine forth and radiate. And taking a moment as we end to check in with your body, with your breath, and notice what feels different for you in this extended moment, how this practice has impacted you.